I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear.
Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Chintel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Write to us at Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you'll come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Because He Lives, and then part four of Pastor Duck's message from Stewarding Life series called Stewarding Trials from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 10.
Beers. living God? Hallelujah. It's because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives.
Sing it one more time. Give it some praise to the house.
Because He lives.
Come on, church.
I can face tomorrow. Because He lives. All fear is gone. Because I know.
Some praise on the house of the living God. Thank you.
Same. God has never wanted you to put your tent down in anything permanent in this world anyway. The only permanence that you have in your life is your relationship to Him. Hallelujah. So therefore today, in that process today, you've got to realize He can't use just some of you. He's got to use all of you. And so therefore, there's the presence of the trial, there's the purpose of the trial that we're in, but also there's a pathway of the trial. Realizing this day, the pathway of Paul's trial was from the devil himself. We're facing an adversary. And I'm going to tell you, the more that you seek to live for the Lord, the more intense he's going to be to try to oppress, defeat, and discourage you. So the devil was trying to discourage Paul. Do you feel discouraged this morning? Let me tell you, that didn't come from God. That comes from the devil. God may have permitted the trial, but you know what? God will get you through the trial. But this is no place to get down, defeated, and depressed. And this is no place to set up camp in the place of self-pity today. You know, we've got to understand, all fiery trials are Father-filtered. Amen. God still has His hand on the thermostat. And He'll bring you through what you're in. So He filters every trial that you're going through. He knows every heartbreak that you experience. He knows every struggle that you're facing. But hallelujah, it is God who brings you through those things. It's God who is that friend. It's God who is your deliverer. It's God who has the answer. It's God that we've got to trust in today. Amen. And if you're not trusting in Him, you're trusting in the wrong thing today. God allows things to take place in our lives. God knew what Paul's was facing. And He knew that Paul could not handle these things by himself. But God also knew what Paul needed. And if you've got the Lord, you've got all that you need today. Amen. 1 Peter 4:12-13 says, Beloved, think not it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as you know that you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when His glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. So listen, you're never above the trial. So nothing enters your life accidentally. Everything enters your life by a divine purpose. So God already has a purpose and a plan for your life. His first plan for Paul was humility. And have you noticed today that when trials come, you know, we really get back to prayer. We get back to pure living. We get back to God's power. We get back to God's house. Folks, if you just stay there, maybe you would avoid some of the trials that you're in. Amen. So trials are a reminder how much really we need the Lord in our life. You need Him. I need Him today. Perhaps today you've gotten away from God and your faithfulness today has relaxed on God. Maybe today you've gotten away from God and your joy level has dropped. You're just not the jubilant, joyful Christian that you used to be. Perhaps today you've gotten away from God and your trials have become more consistent and more persistent. There's no perhaps about this because God wants you to return to the God of your salvation. God wants you to come back home to Him. God wants to refresh, revive, and He wants today to help you through what you're facing today. Second, in the trial, God gives stability. So He says, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice that He would take it from me. And He said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Paul would glory in his trials. You know what most of us do in our trials? Oh, amen. We go into our bedrooms. We put the covers over our head. We pull the shades. We make the room totally dark. I'm going to tell you, when I walk into a room in the hospital and everything is so dark and I need a flashlight to find you in, I'm going to tell you something's wrong. Amen. So you need to let the light in. Thank you. Open your blinds, bless God. But even better, open the blinds of your heart and let the sunlight of God's love shine on you. Amen. I'm going to tell you, nothing breeds good in darkness. You need the light of God in your life. You need to put your confidence in Him, your reliance in the Lord, and knowing that He is that help. So, you know, trials will bring growth in your life. You can't grow nothing in the dark. You got to grow it in the light. And when you get in the light of God, I don't know what y'all said, must have been good. But anyway, do what? Mold and fungus. Oh, my Lord. There might be some fungus among us then, huh? Amen. So we better watch that stuff. You don't need that. Amen. That does not do you one bit of good. Then you go into the doctor and you got to get an antibiotic to take care of that. So listen, just stay with the Lord. Amen. Amen. You don't need that. So God's ways are perfect, and God's will is always better than our wants. Amen. So God will stabilize and strengthen you, and He does it by His grace. And when you feel weak, God says, you are my prime candidate for grace. And when you feel you can't handle it, you know what? God can. God today can give you His grace to bring you through what you face. So 155 times in the Bible is the evidence of God's grace that not only does He save you, but He keeps you going. Amen. I'm going to tell you, quitters never finish. And just because you're going through a trial or a challenge does not mean this is a place that you seek self-sympathy and throw in the towel and quit. You rise up. As we heard the testimonies of these families last Sunday night, and there were more stories in this room, and there are more stories in this room today. And I say stories, I mean testimonies to the glory of God. It's God who brought you through. It's God that's working in your life. And when you feel unstable today, I tell you what, God will give you stability. Amen. Jesus said, my grace is sufficient for thee, you. We need God's strength, and His grace brings strength to our lives. God's strength is made perfect in weakness. When you can't, He can. Amen. You know today you can embrace today your weakness that you may glorify Christ through what you're going through. Each day we have trials in our lives. Every one of you. Anybody in here problem free? All right, I'm talking to humans, right? But I'm going to tell you, for every trial that you're going through, there's a matching grace of God that's more than sufficient. So you've got to listen. The worst thing that could happen to us is that we don't have difficulties. The worst thing that could happen to you is if you don't have difficulties. Because you're not going to grow if you don't have them. You'll never know how much you need God if there are no difficulties in your life. So a faith that cannot be tested is a faith that cannot be trusted.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.